The study used data from the Australian Longitudinal Study of Women's Health. It's a national health survey. It's been running for 20 years. And I looked at data regarding women who were born between 1973 and 1978. So it's a group of 14,000 women that have been followed through this survey by the Australian Longitudinal Study of Women's Health for the past 16 years.
So what were the rates of domestic violence like in rural and regional communities compared to metropolitan areas?
These women were asked if they'd ever lived in a violent relationship with a partner or a spouse. And women from metropolitan areas, one in five, so 20% of women from major cities, said that they had lived with a violent partner or a spouse. When looking at women from regional and rural areas, that number, it rose up. So one in four women from regional areas and rural areas said that they'd lived with a violent partner. So it went from about 20% in the cities to 24% in regional areas and up to 26% in rural areas.
I think it was interesting in one of the articles you wrote about this research that you commented that men in these communities can often make it hard for these women to recognise domestic violence or even leave a violent partner. Why are the men different in these communities?
It wasn't so much that the men were affecting the women's ability to leave, but it could be that the fact that there's different aspects around ideas of masculinity. It's a stereotype and it's a broad brush, but outside of urban areas, there are more traditional stereotypes around masculinity, especially in terms of stereotypes of working on the land. So men are seen to be quite powerful and quite strong, and that stereotype still holds quite strongly in rural areas. And so in some ways that can influence the acceptability of gender-based violence or the expectation that men will hold the power in a relationship.
And how do these relationships affect the health of women?
So physically, a lot often we'll think of just the injuries that people may sustain if their partner is violent towards them. So that's just the tip of the iceberg. So there are those injuries, so there's broken bones, bruises, cuts. But beyond that, in terms of physical health, it's also been shown that being exposed to partner violence can lead to ongoing chronic conditions such as chronic pain, arthritis. In women, there's ongoing gynecological problems. And exposure to partner violence also leads to an increased risk of healthy behaviours, including smoking, abuse of alcohol and the use of illicit drugs. It also has a far-ranging effect on mental health, so increased rates of depression and anxiety. A lot of the symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder are seen in women within abusive relationships. And a lot of these mental and physical health problems can last a long time, even after the abuse has finished.
Obviously, it is very difficult for any woman, no matter where they live, to leave these relationships. Are there any barriers in particular that prevent women in rural and regional communities that women in metropolitan areas may not face?
It's not so much that they're facing different barriers, but that they'd be more common in rural areas. One of the big problems is a lack of services. So if a woman is experiencing abuse in her relationship and she needs a safe place to go, as a generalised statement, it's more difficult in rural areas. There may only be one or there may not be any women's shelters within your town. You might have to leave your town entirely to get help. If there is a shelter in your town, it could be that it's full. And often in rural areas, women are turned away or they have to be placed into unsuitable accommodation such as motels and things like that where the security is just not available.